earlier in the show, we were talking about love compatibility based on the love calculator. And it provides a score, a percentage, if you will, from 0 to 100%. It's meant to be an indication of match in terms of love based on just your names. Okay?
Uh-huh.
So, like, the higher the percentage, better the match. So, for example, Kelly and her husband, Michael, got 35%.
That's a bunch of crap. We're going on 19 years. Against all odds.
However, me and my wife got 68%.
That's great.
Yeah.
I'm happy for you.
Pretty
guys.
Happy for that.
That's
yeah.
fantastic.
However, you and I, you know, we've been in a show relationship for a long time.
Since 2008, we launched the show.
5%.
Oh, that's not good.
Doesn't look good.
That's not great.
Doesn't look good.
Okay.
So we thought, all right, well, hey, why not? Let's just toss it out. See, if you want us to calculate your love based on the love calculator and how strong your love will be based on name alone, let us know. Give us your name. Give us your partner's name and we'll type it in.
Like Jennifer and Warren. 95%. Your love burns as hot as the sun blazing through the vastness of space and searing itself into your being.
I like that.
Wow, that is strong.
So earlier we were talking about, who is it? Zach and Todd.
Zach and Todd, yeah.
Yeah, Zach and Todd. They had like a bromance. Work broke them up.
Yeah, and they miss each other.
Yeah.
Every Throwback Thursday they send little shout outs to each other.
Which I will say, let's just go ahead and put them in. And it's 94%.
Oh, well, meant to be.
94%. Those
meant
boys.
Meant to be.
Those boys are meant to be.
I love that we can be the conduit for the relationship.
That's
still.
Right.
The common thread.
That's right. I love that.
Yes.
Yeah.
By the way, puke emoji. He responded.
Oh. All right. 502-795-1997 is our number.
Nick and Ashley, A-S-H-L-E-I-G-H, how she spells her name, 77%.
Oh, okay.
Hey, they said 1 year of marriage going on two after being together for 6 years. Not bad.
There you go. Hey, okay, let's go back to the one that we did earlier where she was like, he should put a ring on it.
Oh, it's Joe and Jess.
Okay, yeah. Let's unpack Joe and Jess a little bit.
Okay, so Joe and Jess had a really great score, 96%. And she's like, all right, he needs to put a ring on it. We're like, send him the text.
Send him the text. So she did.
She did. And then she sends back the screenshot of their text exchange. And he's like, where's that last 4% though? And she was like, I was kind of thinking the same thing. And he's like, oh, that's if they put in their full like government names, it's better apparently.
Yeah.
So that's a whole heck of a lot better than 96% from some dumb radio station. She's like,
excuse me.
She's like, hang on, they're not a dumb radio show. Ignore him. He's not from here. He's
listen,
a drill rig operator. His fat finger text when the rig is bouncing. It's his fat finger text.
Okay. Listen, it's not a dumb radio station. It's a dumb radio show.
That's right.
Okay?
Let's get it right.
All right, let's get it right. It's not a radio station. It's the dumb radio show.
The dumb radio show. Yes.
Tony says, hey, put Tony and Tammy in there. All right.
Tony
so
and
we
Tammy.
Did, and it's 16%. So that looks good. It says your love is like that which a parent with a newborn baby feels for sleep, distant and beyond consideration.
Okay. So there's room for improvement.
Room for improvement.
All right. So Beverly and Kyle.
Yeah. Are you
Beverly,
doing that?
Okay. Yes.
All right.
Yeah. I don't have to type. And okay. Kyle. Okay. Here we go. It's 57%.
Okay.
57% Beverly
See,
and Kyle.
Now, Tina and... Oh, I said Tiny. Hang on. Tina.
Tina and Cody.
Okay. See, Tiny and Cody would have only been 12%.
Oh.
But Tina and Cody, congratulations, that's 68%.
Not bad.
So
not bad.
I almost gave you
that's better.
A nail in the coffin.
That is
However,
better.
It was my error.
Yes.
I entered your name wrong into our love calculator,
yes.
which based on just name alone, it will tell you the percentage by which your relationship will survive.
Alicia and Russell, 58%. Not bad.
Okay.
Oh, what's Kenny and Ariana?
Kenny and Ariana?
Yeah.
Like, Ariana Grande?
Well, she spells her name with two N's.
Oh.
70%.
All right. That's good.
Not bad.
All right. So, yeah, it's really, the website is calculator.net. So, if you wanted to do it yourself, wow your friends with your...
Brooke and Tim, 60%.
Okay.
60% for Brooke and Tim.
Did you do Stephanie and Harley already?
I think I did.
45%. And they said, we've been married 15 years, but guess won't be lasting too much longer. I'm so sorry.
Somebody got 0%. Who was it?
I'm so sorry.
Oh, we had a couple.
Yeah, we had a couple that were like 1% and 2% and things like that. So, you know, anyways, yeah, we'll do you too.
Courtney and Andrew. Let's do Courtney and Andrew.
Okay.
Courtney, Andrew, 49%.
All right. Well, hey.
49%. Okay.
Trina and Louise.
Okay.
Okay. She says,
is it T-R-E-N-A or I?
Well, let's do it for S and G's, and it's T-R-E-N-A, and okay. I got 10%.
Oh.
It says, sorry, but your love is as likely to bear fruit as a mango planted on Antarctica.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, no.
All right. Well, hey. Like I said, calculator.net if you want to do it yourself. But we are trying to help with love.
Oh, Tish and Tim were 0%. Thank you, Tish. She rolls in. That was me.